Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess and Grace with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland Police Academies have a record high number of recruits in training. The Queensland Police Service plans to increase the number of intakes as nearly 600 people are currently in training in Brisbane and Townsville, and more than 1,600 applicants in the recruitment pipeline. Police Minister Matt Ryan said they are investing nearly $90 million over 5 years to support a huge police recruitment drive to attract applicants who are ready to take on both the challenges and rewards of a fulfilling career as a police officer.
In more local news, scientists believe there may be as many as 15,000 different species of spiders in Australia, with dozens having only just been formally identified and named. A project conducted with the University of Southern Queensland is responsible for these recent discoveries, as they have just named and described 48 new ground-hunting spiders. Dr. Robert Raven argues that where he is amazed at the vast number of species he's identified over his decades-long career, it's difficult to hasten the process, as fieldwork continues to be a struggle. This latest research has seen several new species of spiders being named after notable members of Australia's ecological community.
In national news, a renters advocacy group and a landlords association in Victoria are united as they are in line with the coroner's request to legally require landlords to regularly check smoke alarms in rental properties. In February 2022, Simon Peters Graff died trying to escape a fire in his rental property in Everton. Coroner Paul Laurie last week found the unit did not have a smoke alarm installed. Currently, Victorian law requires smoke alarms to be installed in all residential dwellings, but does not require the landlords to ensure smoke alarms are correctly installed and test regularly for tenancies entered before 29th of March 2021, or for fixed-term agreements of more than 5 years that have become periodic tenancies after that date.
In more national news, a new report reveals that younger Australians not only feel particularly punished by the cost of living crisis, but they also have an increasingly bleak social and economic outlook. Showcasing the third annual Australian Youth Barometer, the reporter found Australians aged between 18 and 24 face vastly different structural pressures compared to previous generations. Lead researcher Professor Lucas Walsh says the findings are much darker than previous years, calling the pandemic, inflation, and low rental vacancies as the perfect storm to negatively impact the youth. Angelica Ojanaka, a youth advocate, says this affirms the concerns that have been occurring over the last few years. She also argues that more young people need to be consulted and involved in the process of policy action.
In international news, with increasing global warming, scientists have found glaciers in Greenland are melting fivefold over the last two decades. Assistant professor at the Department of Geoscience and Natural Resource Management at the University of Copenhagen told Reuters that 1,000 glaciers in the area show the rate of melting has entered a new phase over the previous 20 years. The glaciers on average decreased by 25 meters annually, compared with 5 to 6 meters two decades ago.
For your weather today, it is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 29 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zz.org.au.